Greenwashing. Don't be fooled.
Most people know that one meaning of green is eco-friendly. But are you familiar with greenwashing? A verb that entered dictionaries in the late 90s? Pattern on words like brainwashing, making people believe what you want by controlling information, and whitewashing, covering up wrongdoing with deceptive information. Greenwashing occurs when a company misleads customers about its negative impact on the environment by attempting to convince them otherwise through advertising and publicity. In the 60s and 70s, before we had a name for this phenomenon, the chemical, automobile, and energy industries were already greenwashing their products and services to calm fears about the dangers of air pollution, chemical and oil spills, and nuclear energy technology. In the 80s, several ecological catastrophes, including massive chemical and oil spills and a nuclear disaster, prompted various greenwashing campaigns by powerful corporations. This was the start of the corporate environmentalism movement. As a consequence of the severe damage inflicted on the environment, a company's reputation for eco-friendly practices had never been more important. Opinion polls at the time revealed that more than 70% of those surveyed were swayed by environmental issues when they shopped, and over 80% viewed environmental offenses as the most abhorrent of all corporate crimes. The 90s brought various buzzwords, many of which still appear on packaging today, such as recyclable, biodegradable, environmentally friendly, and all natural. In recent years, sustainable, renewable, and organic are frequently seen. While it is reassuring to see such language on the packaging of the products we buy, whether it is simply a case of greenwashing depends on the meaning of the terms. For example, green, pure, and natural are essentially meaningless when they do not correspond to any legal or industrial standards. There have also been cases when organic and sustainable have only referred to one component of a product, whereas the other components were neither organic nor sustainable. The terms recyclable and biodegradable have been particularly controversial. In order to reduce its ecological footprint, one bottled water brand switched from plastic bottles to Tetra Pak packaging made of paper, aluminum, and plastic. The problem was that although Tetra Pak cartons are labeled recyclable, not all municipalities are equipped to recycle them. Thus, the switch may have had a detrimental environmental impact. In another case, a large retailer was forced to pay a fine of nearly $1 million for labeling plastic bottles biodegradable. Although technically correct, the bottles could take up to 1,000 years to disintegrate in landfills, which did not meet local standards for products labeled that way. To conclude, here are four tips to help you avoid being fooled by greenwashing. Learn to recognize abused and inappropriately used buzzwords. Watch out for green products made by companies that pollute. An internet search using a company's name and greenwashing as search terms can be useful to check this. Look past suggestive labeling with natural images of birds, flowers, and trees that create a green impression. Think critically about product claims. For example, if a company claims it is greener than its competitors, it does not mean much if those competitors are terrible polluters.